Let's just ask the Lord's blessing now.
我们现在来祈求主的祝福。
Oh, blessed God and Father, we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们配得颂赞的神和我们的父啊，我们为你的儿子耶稣基督感谢你。
And Lord, as you blessed the children of Israel by bringing them into the land of milk and honey, so you have given us the church, the bride of Christ, you've given us an entry into heaven to receive all the blessings that there are in our resurrected and glorified Lord.
主啊，正像你祝福以色列地上的以色列民，你把他们带入流奶与蜜的应许之地一样，你现在也祝福你的教会，就是基督的新娘，你把他们带到在基督里为我们存在天上的各种的祝福里。
And now, Lord, as we listen to our brother.Open the word of God. We pray that our hearts might be quiet before you.
主啊，我们祈求你，当我们听我们这根弟兄讲道的时候呢，求你使我们的心安静。
Help us, Lord, to be ready to receive your perfect word.
求你使我们做好准备，预备领受你那完美的话语。
Now, Lord, to be whatever our brother needs as he would open the word and.Bring before us those beautiful things that are in Christ Jesus.
主啊，当我们的弟兄讲到的时候，他所需要的一切，你都赐给他，也使我们都能够看到，帮助我们都看到基督的荣美。
And we would give you thanks and praise in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的赞美和感谢都是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Emily, 你开始录了吗？哦，我也没有听到声音，开始了是吧？哦，那就行。
Okay, brother, go ahead.
Very good. Well, thank you, and warmest greetings to all of you who are with us this evening again.
好，向今天和我们在一起的弟兄姐妹们致以最热烈的问候。
We want to continue looking at the riches of the gospel, and particularly tonight.The blessing of becoming the children of God.
那我们今天继续我们的话题就是福音的丰盛。那我们今天的这个一个特别的点呢，就是看我们成为神的儿子，神的儿女这样的一个祝福。
Following the Second World War, there were many Frenchmen who returned to Paris, and they were suffering from amnesia. They no longer knew who they were.
那在二战已结束以后呢，很多的法国士兵呢，他们回到巴黎以后呢，他们都受一种病的折磨，就是他们不知道是不是失忆的意思，就是他们不知道他们在哪儿。
They had been so psychologically devastated by the war and imprisonment that they no longer knew their personal identity.
那他们受这个战争的这个摧残呢，或者有的是他们被俘虏做监狱的这种摧残，他们的这个心理上受到了很大的创伤，他们就失去了对自己身份的认知。
In most cases, their identities were quickly found from Red Cross records or with the help of other prisoners.
那大部分人呢，他们很快就找到了自己的身份，是通过其他的这个俘虏的这个同坐监牢的狱友啊，或者是通过红十字会的治疗他们的这些记录，得到了他们的信息。
But there were 32 men whose identities were impossible to ascertain, and nobody seemed to know anything about them.
但是有32个人呢，他们的身份呢有待确定，没有人知道他们到底是谁。
The doctors who were treating them believed that their chances of recovery were slim unless they could be reconnected with their former friends or relatives.
那医治他们这个失忆症的这个医生呢都很觉得他们被治愈的希望非常渺茫，除非他们能够遇见他们以前的亲戚呢或者朋友。
And somebody suggested publishing pictures of these men in the newspapers across the country and inviting people to come to Paris who maybe could help them.
那有人呢就建议把他们的照片呢钉在就是登在报纸上，然后呢向全国发布。也许呢他们的这个熟悉他们的以前的这个身份的人呢，他们能够到巴黎来帮助他们。
A large crowd gathered in a theater in Paris to view these war veterans.
那有一群人，有很大一群人呢，他们聚集在一个巴黎的一个剧院里面啊，他们来看这些二战的老兵。
And the first man walked out on the stage, stood in front of the crowd, and asked, "Does anybody out there know who I am?"
那第一个走上台前的人呢，他就站在台上，他就问说，在座的有哪个人知道我是谁呀？
It's tragic not to know who you are.I can't even imagine what that is like.
所以你不知道你是谁啊，这真的是一个灾难。我甚至都不敢想象这是一个怎么样的状态。
However, this problem sometimes happens to us as believers because many of us have not discovered our new identity in Christ.
但实际上呢，这个情况呢，又常常发生在我们信主的人的身上，因为我们不是常常的去讨论我们在基督里到底是谁。
And we have failed to understand what is our new identity, and we need to say, "Tell me who I am."
那我们认识不到我们自己的新的身份是什么？我们需要别人告诉我们我们是谁。
One of the important things we learn from the Bible is who we are in Christ.
所以我们从圣经里面学到的一个很重要的一点呢，就是我们会知道我们在基督里面是谁。
We have a brand new identity.As believers, and it's important to understand what that is.
我们作为基督徒呢，我们现在有了一个全新的身份，明白这一点呢，对我们来说非常的重要。
And I would like to look at that tonight with the, looking at 1 John chapter 3 and verses 1 to 3.
好，我们今天呢，先看的第一段经文呢，是约翰一书的三章一到三节。
And so let's read from verse 1.
我们从第一节开始读。
Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. 1 John 3:1.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女，世人所以不认识我们，是因为未曾认识他。
Verse 2 says, Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
第二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
第三节，凡像他有着指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
The gospel brings a wonderful collection of blessings to the believer.
那福音呢，带给信徒的是一篮子的，就是是一个整体的一个祝福。
We have wonderful privileges such as forgiveness, redemption, and reconciliation with God.
比如说我们有罪得赦免我们有救赎，我们有和神的和好，这等等的祝福。
One scholar counted 33 different spiritual blessings.That the gospel brings to us.
那曾经有一个圣经学者呢，他数了一下，就是福音带给我们的这个属灵的福气啊，有33种之多。
But if we were to select the highest, the greatest blessing of the gospel, which would that be?
但是如果我们从中选出一个最高的，或者是最大的一个祝福呢，会是什么呢？
I think we would have to say that the highest privilege that God has given us.Is the privilege of adoption.
那我觉得我们从神那里得着的一个最大的一个特权，或者是最高的特权呢，就是能被他称为是他的儿子这个特权，得着儿子的名分这个特权。
The privilege of becoming the children of God is the climax, the pinnacle of redemption.
所以 能成为神的儿女啊，是这个我们得着救赎以后所祝福达到的最高峰。
The Bible gives us two measuring sticks to measure the love of God.
那圣经呢，给了我们两个尺子啊，来量神的爱到底有多大。
And the first one is the cross. And John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His Son."
那第一把尺子呢，就是十字架，就是约翰福音的3:16，就是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
And the second one is becoming children of God. And here in verse 1, it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God."
那第二把尺子呢，就是我们被称为神的儿女了。这就是刚才读的约翰一书的3:1里说的，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
The cross, that's the ultimate sacrifice that God made.
那十字架呢，是神做的最大的一个牺牲。
But adoption, that's the ultimate privilege that the gospel brings to us.
那得称为神的儿女呢，是福音所给我们的最大的特权。
The apostle John understood that. And here in verse 1 of chapter 3, we have this explosion of enthusiasm.
那使徒约翰呢，他是明白这一点的，所以在这个3:1里面啊，他是迸发出这种热情的。
The word behold is an imperative. We are called to contemplate something.
那这里呢，他其实用了一个祈使句的这个语气啊，就是说，就看呐、啊，他是要求我们一定要去想一想，这个真理。
There is something very big, something fantastic that the apostle wants us to stop and consider.
因为在这里他提到的是一件非常伟大的、非常了不起、不得了的事情，所以他想让我们停下来去想一想这件事。
The apostle John is saying, "Stop and look at this. Here is something astonishing that deserves your attention."
所以使徒约翰其实在这里说，他说你停一停，你要看这件事情，这件事情太大了，太令人惊奇了，是值得你留意的。
So John is saying, put your cell phone aside, put everything aside. I want you to see this.
那使徒约翰就仿佛在说，把你的手机放下，把你一切东西都放到一边，我现在有东西要让你看一下。
So let's do what the apostle John asks us to do.
好，现在我们就去做一下使徒约翰想让我们做的事情。
Let's look at what he's saying about this subject of becoming the children of God.
让我们来看看他在这里说的，我们成为神的儿女到底是什么意思。
God did not merely forgive us, he did not merely redeem us and save us, he adopted us.
所以神不仅仅只是赦免了我们的罪，救赎了我们，而且他是接纳我们，或者说领养我们做了他的儿女。
And John says, I want you to stop and think about that.
使徒约翰说，我现在想让你停下来想一想。
And there are 3 important things he has to say about it here.
那在关于这一点呢，他有三件事情要很重要的事情要说。
And here's the first. Adoption shows us the greatness of God's love.
那首先呢，我们得称为神的儿女呢，显明了神的爱的伟大。
Notice what the verse said. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called the children of God.
我们看他这里用的表达的方式，他说，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
Why would the King of the universe want to have us in his family?
那为什么这个宇宙的王他想要让我们成为他的家人呢？
Could he not have found better candidates?
他难道找不着更好的人了吗？
Could he truly want to have people like us in his family?
他真的想让像我们这样的人进到他的家庭里来吗？
It is here that we come to the astounding truth about the love of God.
所以想到这一点呢，就让我们看惊奇的看到这神的爱的伟大。
For God so loved the world that he sent his son.
神如此爱世人，他把他的圣子差派下来。
He sent his son out of love for us so that we would become sons and daughters of God.
他在爱中把他的儿子拆下来，为的是让我们能成为神的儿女。
Although we were sinful and rebellious and far from God, he loved us and purposed to bring us to himself.
那虽然我们是有罪的，我们是悖逆的，我们是远离神的，但是他却爱我们，要把我们重新带回来。
The gospel basically tells us that God did not want to be God without us.
那福音呢，实际上告诉我们一个信息，就是神不想成为一个没有我们的神。
The miracle of his love is that he wanted us not only to be with him, but to be members of his family.
所以这个福音的神迹啊，就是他不仅想要跟我们在一起，而且他想要让我们成为他的家人。
This is the astounding message of the gospel.
这就是福音令我们极其惊讶的一个信息了。
And John is amazed and he says, look, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us.
所以使徒约翰呢也为此而惊奇，所以他说看哪，这是何等的慈爱啊，就是父赐给我们的是何等的慈爱啊。
Notice that the verb bestowed is in past tense.
我们看啊，这里这个赐给啊这个词呢，它是用的是过去式。
It has already happened. His love has been given to us.
因为这件事已经发生过了，他的爱已经赐给我们了。
It's a fact, and John is saying, look at this love that the Father has given us.
所以这已经是一个既成的事实了，所以使徒约翰才说，看哪，看神已经赐给我们的慈爱。
It's not something that maybe could happen in the future.
它不是一个什么将来也许能发生的事情。
John is not saying God's love is within your reach if you just meet these requirements.
那使徒约翰不是说只要你满足了这些条件，然后你就能够得到神的爱，他不是这个意思。
He's not saying if you reach a certain level of spirituality, you can enjoy this love.
他不是说你达到了某一种属灵的条件或者状态一个水平，你才能够得到这种爱。
No, he is saying this love has been given to us. It's a reality.
他是说这个爱已经给你了，这已经是个既成事实了。
It's not something God might do for us. It's something that God has already done for us.
它不是说是一件神可能会做的事情，而是神已经做完了的事情。
It is a love that the Father has already bestowed upon us.
因为这个是呢，就是神已经赐给我们的慈爱了。
We don't have to deserve it. We don't have to earn it. We don't have to achieve it.
我们不是需要配得才能得着的，我们也不是需要去赚得的，我们也不是需要靠自己的成就去换来的。
John is saying the gospel tells us that God has given us his love and it has nothing to do with our efforts or our performance.
所以福音约翰福音不是使徒约翰告诉我们，这个是神白白赐给我们的，不是靠我们的努力或者我们的成就去行为去换来的。
The Bible calls us to contemplate a love that is a present reality for every Christian.
所以圣经呢，让我们去仔细的思想，这对每一个信徒、每一个基督徒来说，都是已经成为现实的这样的慈爱。
This is not merely for the elder, for the missionary, for the preacher. This is for every child of God.
那这个爱呢，不仅仅是只是给教会的长老，或者给传教士，或者给传道人的，它是给每一个基督徒的。
Here we come to see how amazing the love of God is.
所以在这里呢，我们就一定会看到神的爱是何等的奇妙。
God loved us when we were unworthy of it.
当我们还不配得的时候，神就爱我们了。
And we should understand that there is nothing we can do to make God love us more.
我们必须要明白，我们不能做什么让神更爱我们。
There is nothing we can do to make God love us less.
我们也不能做什么让神少爱我们一点。
He loves you because he loves you.
他爱你就是因为他爱你。
He loves you because that's the kind of God he is.
他爱你因为他就是这样的神。
His love is unchanging.
他的爱是不变的。
And he won't love you anymore when you get your act together.
Get what?
Your act together is a means of saying when you get everything right in your life.
Okay, okay. 他不会因为你把一切事情都做对了就更爱你多一点。
He loves you 100% right now.
他现在就百分之百的爱你。
Because that's who God is.
因为神就是这样的神。
That's his nature.
这是他的本性。
He loves all the time, all the way.
他一直都是用各种方式这样爱你的。
His love is unchanging.
他的爱是不变的。
Now when John says, behold what manner of love, he uses a very interesting phrase.
当使徒约翰说看神赐给我们是何等的慈爱，他用了一个很有意思的短语。
The word manner literally means from what country?
他这里说的何等啊，这个 manner 这个英文词呢，它的本意的意思就是从哪一个国家来的。
The word implies something strange.
那这个词呢，它隐含的意思就是这个东西有一点奇怪。
Something unusual and out of the ordinary.
是不寻常的。
And John is saying, what strange kind of love is this?
所以约翰是在这里说，这种爱是多么奇怪的一种爱呀。
What kind of love, where does this love come from?
就奇怪到我们会问这个爱是从哪里来的呀。
And the word implies astonishment.
所以这个 manner 这个词它表达了一种惊奇的意思。
It makes one think of the story in the Gospels when the disciples were caught in a tremendous storm on Lake Galilee.
那这个会让我们想起在福音书里面记载有一次使徒呢是被在加利利湖上的一场风暴啊，他们遭遇了这样一场风暴。
The frightened disciples woke up the master and said, Lord, save us.
那这些害怕极了的门徒啊，他们就把主叫醒说主啊来救我们啊。
Christ said one word and the storm fled like a frightened child.
然后呢主就说了一句话，那这个风暴呢就像被斥责了的孩子一样就平息下来了。
The sea calmed down immediately.
然后这个海面呢就马上平静了。
And the disciples were frightened and said, what man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?
然后这些门徒呢就非常害怕，他们就是窃窃私语说，这人是谁呀，怎么竟然风和海都听从了他呢？
What kind of man is this who commands the wind and it obeys him like a servant?
就这个人是谁啊，他为什么能够命令风就像仆人一样就顺服了他呢？
We've never seen a man like this.
他们说我们从来没有见过谁像他这样啊。
John is saying something similar in his first letter.
所以使徒约翰啊，他在他的约翰一书这一卷书里面呢也表达了同样的惊奇，看到了同样惊奇的事情。
He's saying we've never seen a love like this.
他的意思是说我们从来没有见过一个这样的爱呀。
Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us.
看哪，父赐给我们的是何等的慈爱呀。
And what we have here is a burst of wonder at the immensity of God's love.
所以我们在这里看到的是那神的无限的爱的一个奇迹了。
And John wants us to put aside our small,and reduced ideas of God's love.
所以神约翰呢在这里想让我们抛弃我们关于对神的爱的那种狭隘的有限的认识。
Wants us to leave our narrow thoughts and see the immensity, the amazing greatness of this love.
他想让我们抛弃我们原来天然人对神的爱的那种狭隘的认识，去接受这种无限的极大量的伟大的这个神的慈爱。
The Apostle John was fond of referring to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved.
那使徒约翰呢，他常常自称自己呢，就是耶稣所爱的门徒。
It's not that he was loved more than the others, but he was the one who best understood the fact and rejoiced in it.
这不是说呢主爱他呢会比爱别人更多，而是他是那个懂得最懂得 主对他的这种爱的那个人。
And John wants us to understand and to rejoice in this love as well.
那所以约翰呢，他也希望我们也能明白这个爱，也能够因为这个爱而喜乐。
There's a well-known theologian that points out that adoption is the crowning privilege that the gospel offers.
那有一个非常为人普遍所接受的一个神学观点啊，就是被领养或者说得着神儿子的名分呢、啊，这是我们最大的一个特权了，在主里得着的。
Justification is the fundamental blessing. It gives us peace with God.
那称义呢是一个最基础的一个特权，让我们能够跟神和好。
But adoption is the highest blessing. It leads us into the Father's embrace.
那这个得称为神的儿女呢是最高的一个特权，因为这样他可以带我们进到父的怀抱里。
Justification is a legal concept that views God as the judge who declares us righteous.
那称义呢是一个法律的概念，是我们来面见神呢，是把他作为一个审判官的身份来面见的，然后神宣布我们是无罪的了。
But adoption is a family concept, and it sees God as the father who brings us into a family relationship with himself.
但是称为神的儿女呢，它这是一个家庭的概念，是我们来到神面前呢，是来到自己的父的面前，和他建立的是父子之间的关系。
So this highest privilege takes us beyond freedom from guilt to fellowship, to closeness and affection.
所以呢，这个得称为神的儿女啊，是让我们超越了被罪得赦免，被称为就是免除罪的这个层次，把我们带到了一个跟神更紧密的关系，跟他更有甜蜜的相交的这样的一个关系里面。
To be right with God the judge is a great thing, but to be loved and cared for by the Father is greater even still.
那能够被神作为法官呢宣告我们是义的呢，当然是一件很好的事，但是如果能够对被神作为父亲所爱呢，那就是一个更美好的事情了。
So adoption is a privilege even greater than forgiveness.
所以得称为神的儿女啊，是比罪得赦免还要大的一个特权。
It's even greater than justification.
是比称义还要高的一个特权。
It's even greater than redemption.
也比救赎，就是被赎出来更大的一个特权。
Believers in Christ are the receivers of the most astonishing gift ever offered, the right to become children of God.
所以我们每个基督徒啊都领受了一个至高无上的无以伦比的最好的一个礼物，这个礼物呢就是能够成为神的儿女。
When we stood guilty before God, the judge not only declares pardoned, he also announces, we just adopted you.
所以当我们还作为一个罪人呢来到神的面前啊，这个法官呢不仅赦免了我们的罪，宣告我们是义的，而且呢他说我接纳你，我称你做我的儿子了。
The supreme judge becomes our father.
那个最高的法官呢，他现在成了我们的父亲了。
The Son of God becomes our brother in the family of God.
那这个圣子呢，在神的家里就成了我们的兄长了。
And the Apostle John is saying, "Have you ever seen anything like that?"
所以使徒约翰是说，你们以前有见过这样的事情吗？
He's saying, "How amazing is that?"
他在说，这是多么奇妙的事啊！
Let's go for a moment to Galatians chapter 4.
我们翻到加拉太书的四章。
And we want to read verses 4 and 5.
我们读四节到五节。
But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law.
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father.
看第六节，你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们，进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
第七节，可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
The Son of God came to bring us into the life and love of the Father.
所以神的儿子来到地上，把我们带到父的生命和爱当中。
God purposed to expand the circle of eternal joy and include many others inside that circle.
所以神的旨意啊，他就是要把他的这个爱的这个圈子扩大，要把更多的人带到他这个爱的喜乐当中来。
This was not merely an afterthought. This was the original plan.
这个不是神后来想到的，这是他一开始的计划就是这样的。
This was all planned out in eternity past.
但是在永恒的过去就已经计划好了的。
And this is what Paul states in Ephesians chapter 1, and let's just go there for a moment.
这是保罗在以弗所书里提到的，一章里提到的，我们现在翻到那里，以弗所书的一章。
We previously looked at this verse in verse 3, where Paul says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
我们先从第三节读，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
The apostle has seen something breathtaking and glorious.
所以保罗在这里啊，看到一个让我们可以惊讶的屏住呼吸的事情。
He is overcome with astonished wonder, and words tumble out of his mouth as he tries to describe what he has seen.
所以他看到这个事情啊，让他惊奇到他甚至有一点无法用言语表达了。
He writes the longest sentence in the New Testament without taking a breath.
所以他接下去的这一段呢，是整个新约里面最长的一句话，就是一口气写下了这么长的一句话。
He wants to wake us up to the glory of the gospel.
他想唤醒我们，让我们能够看见神的荣耀。
And in verse 4, he says this, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
第四节，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们。
Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will.
第五节，又因爱我们就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
To the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved.
第六点是他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这个恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
Notice what the apostle Paul is saying here.
我们注意看使徒保罗在这里说的是什么。
He talks about the creation of the world, not the fact that it was created by God, but the why of its creation.
他这里讲到了创立世界，他不仅讲到了神创立的世界，而且讲到了为什么神要创立世界。
And he points out that there was a plan formulated before anything else existed.
他这里指出了在任就是什么都没有造之前呢，神就有了一个计划。
And this eternal plan is the key to our story.
那这个永恒的计划呢，就是我们这个故事的关键了。
The plan of God centers around the idea of adoption.
那神的这个计划的，它都围绕着一个中心，一个中心点是什么呢？就是要接纳我们成为他的儿子。
This eternal purpose born in God's heart of love involved creating us and making us holy and blameless in his sight.
那神呢就在他的心里啊酝酿了这样的一个计划，就是要他不仅要造我们，而且要把我们变得无有成为圣洁，他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
That means mending all our brokenness and then adopting us into his family.
这就意味着要修补我们一切的破碎啊，然后接纳我们进到他的家里来。
Before the universe came into existence, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit purposed, that we should participate as beloved children in the love and joy of the Trinity.
所以在世界创立之前呢，这个圣父、圣子、圣灵他们就已经有了这样一个计划，就是要把我们这样的一群人纳到这个三位一体神之间这个最紧密、最喜乐的、最幸福的这个爱的关系里面去。
The original plan, the mystery, the secret of the universe has to do with adoption.
所以这个宇宙中的奥秘啊，就是这个奥秘的这个计划。就是以使我们得着神儿子的名分这个事情为中心的。
This is the reason why we are here.
这就是我们为什么在这地上的原因。
This is what our story is all about.
这是我们整个故事的根本。
We were predestined for adoption by God.
所以我们在预先呢就被神指定要被拣选了。就要被他接纳成为儿女了。
Paul is telling us why God created us.
所以保罗在告诉我们为什么神要创造我们。
Adoption is not an idea the Creator came up with after giving us existence.
就使我们成为神的儿女，不是神造了我们以后然后他才想到的一个主意。
Adoption was God's eternal thought.
所以接纳我们成为儿女呢，是他在永恒里面就是这么想的。
The story of our adoption predates the existence of the universe.
所以想要接纳我们成为他的儿女，让我们得到儿子的名分呢，甚至比这个创造世界这件事情还要早。
Why would God do something like this?
为什么神会做这样的事情呢？
The answer that Paul gives to us.Is that it was done in love.
那保罗使徒保罗给我们的答案呢，就是神这样做呢，是他在爱中做的，因为爱我们。
There's no explanation for it outside the lavish, unstoppable, boundless love of God.
那在神的没有边界、永无停止这慷慨丰富的爱以外呢，没有别的原因了。
It is a love beyond human reason and beyond measure.
这种爱呢是超出人的理性所能理解的，也是没有限度的。
The apostle declares that the adoption plan was done in accordance with his pleasure and will.
所以在这里面说啊，是他按照自己的意志所喜悦的。
God absolutely loved the idea.
也就是说神他绝对喜欢这样的一个主意。
He was delighted with the thought of having you and me in his family.
所以让你和我成为他家庭成员呢，这是他喜欢看见的事实。
Can you get your mind around that?
你能够接受这样的一个想法吗？
In Jeremiah 31:3, God makes this statement. He says, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
在耶利米书的31:3里面神是这么宣告的，他说我用永远的爱爱你。
Every love has a starting point, except for this one.
那每一个爱呢都有一个起点，但是神的这个爱是没有的。
It existed long before time began.
因为他在时间出现之前很久以前就已经有了。
Here's a love beyond comprehension.
所以这个爱呢是人所难以想象的。
Someone said our sonship rests on a love that never began as well as a love that will never end.
那有人说啊，我们这个儿女的这个身份呢是基于一个没有开始也没有结束的这样一个爱的。
Here is a love that will never let us go.
这个爱呢，永远不会不管我们，放手不管我们的。
The gospel is not the news that God will be happy with us if we can get our behavior sorted out.
那福音呢不是这样一个信息，不是说我们的行为好了，表现好了，然后神就高兴这样的一个信息。
It is not a message about what we can become if we try very hard.
也不是关于说我们努力去做就能成为什么样子这样的信息。
The gospel is the news of what the grace of God has done for us.
那福音呢是关于这神为我们所做的伟大的事情是什么的这样的信息。
We have been loved, we have been accepted, we have been adopted.
我们是被爱的，我们是被接纳的，我们是得着了儿子的名分的。
It's not a dream, it's true.
这不是一场梦，这是一个真实的事。
Our adoption shows us the greatness of God's love.
我们得称为神的儿女这个事实显明了神爱的伟大。
But there's a second thing that we see in the passage in 1 John chapter 3.
关于约翰一书的三章我们读的这段经文呢还有第二点要讲。
Secondly, adoption shows us the glory of our destiny.
我们得称为神的儿女这个事实呢让我们看到了我们的将来的这个终局啊或者说我们的这个未来的这个荣耀。
Let's read verse 1 again. It says, Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world does not know us because it did not know him.
好，我们再来读一下约翰一书的三章一节。你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因为未曾认识他。
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Our adoption is a present reality, and John says, now we are the children of God.
那我们得称为神的儿女呢，是一个现在就已经发生的事实，所以使徒约翰说呢，我们是神的儿女了，现在我们现在是神的儿女。
This is something that has already taken place.
这是已经发生的一件事。
But notice there's a future component. It says it has not yet been revealed what we shall be.
但是呢，这其中呢还有关于未来的内容。他说将来如何呢还未显明。
We are the children of God, but there's a lot more coming.
我们的确是神的儿女，但是呢未来还有很多事情要发生。
When this all gets worked out, it will be fabulous.
如果这一切都发生了，都实现了的话呢，那会是极其美好的。
What does the future hold for the children of God?
那我们作为神的儿女，那我们的未来是怎么样的呢？
John says, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
约翰在这里说，他说我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
We are children of God, but we don't always act like his children.
我们是神的儿女，但是我们的行为呢，不是一直都像神的儿女那样去做的。
We don't always look like his children.
我们不是一直看起来像他的儿女的。
We don't do a good job of externalizing our identity as the children of the Father.
我们没有很好的把我们真实的里面的身份用外在的行为表达出来。
We have sonship, but the full demonstration of that fact is not yet evident.
那我们是的确是有儿子的身份，但是呢，这个身份完全的彰显出来呢，就这个被完全的救赎呢，这件事情还要等待以后的发生。
The full demonstration of our sonship.Lies in the future.
我们这个儿子身份的完全的显明啊，是要在将来发生的。
Some of us may have flowers that we have planted in our garden.
那我们可能有些人呢会在花园里种上花。
And in the springtime, little shoots start poking through the ground.
然后在春天的时候呢，那会有这个杆子啊，就是花茎呢从地里长出来。
Little green things appear.
那你会看到一点点绿色的东西从土里钻出来了。
They may be tulips.
那也可能这个是郁金香。
They may be authentic tulips, but it's hard to tell.
那它也可能是个有香味的郁金香，但是你从现在冒出这点点东西，你看不出来。
All we see are these green shoots poking out of the ground.
我们只看到呢，从这个地里呢冒出了一个小芽。
They are tulips, but it has not yet been revealed what they shall be.
它们的确是郁金香，但是呢，从现在已经长。只长出这一点点东西呢，还没有完全把它显明出来是郁金香。
That's verse 2, isn't that right?
这就是第二节所表达的，对吗？
They are tulips on their way to become flowering and blooming with all their beauty.
他们是将要长大的绽放他们美丽花朵的那个未来的郁金香。
John says, "Beloved, now we are children of God."
所以约翰说我们现在是神的儿女。
We may not look like children, but if we belong to Christ, that's who we are.
我们可能看起来呢不像神的儿女，但是呢我们的确是属于基督的，这就是我们的身份了。
Give us some time, and one day we are going to look like children of God in every sense of the word.
那这是要给时间，有一天呢，我们会看起来完全从任何的角度看，任何的标准看，我们都是像神的儿女了。
One day we are going to look like Christ.
有一天我们会看起来像基督一样。
Let's turn for a moment to Romans 8.
好，我们现在花点时间翻到罗马书的八章。
And let's read verse 14.
14节。
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by which we cry out, Abba, Father.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him.That we may also be glorified together.
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，与基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
我想现在的苦楚比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
There's a glorious future ahead for those who are the children of God.
对那些是神的儿女的人而言，将来会有荣耀等着他们。
Although suffering often may come our way in this life, in the next life, what will come our way is glory.
虽然今生我们常常会遇到苦难，但是在来世等着我们的就只有荣耀了。
And the coming glory is so great that any suffering in this life will be totally insignificant in comparison.
那将来的荣耀是如此的巨大，以至于我们今生所受的这个痛苦比较起来就不足介意了。
Let's read verse 29 of Romans 8.
好，我们读一下罗马书八章的二十九节。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
We are going to look like him.
我们会将来会和他很像的。
We don't look like him very much right now, but when God is done doing what he is going to do, creation will stand on tiptoe to see the revealing of the sons of God.
那我们今天呢看上去并不是很像基督，但当神把他要做的事情都做完了以后呢，那整个的受造物呢，他们都会翘首以待，想要看一下神的众子是什么样子。
Something very remarkable lies ahead for the children of God.
那在这个神的儿女的身上呢，是会有非常奇妙的彰显的。
There's a glorious destiny that God has prepared for those who are his sons and daughters.
所以那些成为神的儿女的人呢，神为他们预备了非常荣耀的未来。
So we have seen, first of all, that our adoption shows us the greatness of God's love.
好，我们刚才已经看到第一点呢，就是我们得成为神的儿女呢，显明了神爱的伟大。
Secondly, we saw that our adoption shows us the glory of our destiny.
那第二点呢，我们看到我们被神接纳为儿女呢，是显明了我们将来的这个荣耀。
And thirdly, here's something else.Adoption shows us a new path upon which we are to walk.
那第三点呢，就是我们得成为神的儿女这个身份呢，给我们行了一个我们要走的一个新的道路。
Let's go back to 1 John chapter 3 and we'll read verse 3.
好，我们再回到约翰一书的三章，现在我们读第三节。
And everyone who has this hope in him,purifies himself just as he is pure.
凡向他有着指望的就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
We come into the family of God with a lot of character flaws and sinful habits.
我们来进到神的家里的时候呢，我们有很多性格上的缺陷，也有很多不好的习惯。
And God is in the job of shaping us into the image of his son.
那神呢，他的工作呢，就是要塑造我们，按照他的儿子的样子来塑造我们。
There are a lot of things that need to be changed and removed.
那有很多我们需要改变或者需要去除的东西。
God purposes to make us holy.
所以神呢，是定义要使我们成为圣洁的。
In the Bible, the word holiness is often connected with beauty.
在圣经里面，圣洁这个词呢，常常是和美丽连接起来的。
We often read about the beauty of holiness.
我们常常读到的是圣洁的美丽。
Our ultimate definition of holiness is the person of Christ himself.
那这个圣洁的终极目标是什么呢？就是基督自己。
He translated holiness into humanity.
他把圣洁这个东西翻译成了一个用人他的人性把它翻译出来。
And never was there a life so attractive, so delightful, and so overflowing with goodness.
那从来没有一个人的生命像他这样吸引人，像他这样招人喜欢，像他这样能够把爱涌流出来。
There's a story that has often been told about the famous artist Michelangelo.
经常有一个广为传说的一个传讲的一个故事啊，是关于一个那著名的艺术家米开朗基罗的。
And he was congratulated when he revealed his famous statue of David.
那当他完成了那个大卫的那个雕塑的以后呢，很多人都祝贺他。
And he was asked, "How could you make a masterpiece like this from a crude slab of marble?"
那有人就问他，你怎么能从一个这么粗糙的原始的一个大理石里雕出这样一个大师的这个雕塑呢？大师级的雕塑呢
？It was easy, Michelangelo replied. All I did was to chip away everything that didn't look like David.
那米开朗基罗回答呢说，这很简单，我只需要把不像大卫的那些部分去凿掉就可以了。
God's plan is to make us like Christ.
所以神的计划呢，也是要使我们像基督那样。
And he frequently puts his finger on un-Christ likeness in our lives.
所以他常常呢把他的手指也放在我们的生命中不像基督的那些地方把它去除。
He's in the business of getting rid of all that doesn't look like the Lord Jesus.
所以他做的工所有的工作呢就是把一切跟基督无关不像基督的那些东西呢把它去除。
How does this process of purification work?
那这个洁净的过程是怎么进展的呢？
The Holy Spirit has the task of convicting us of sin.
那就是圣灵啊他会他有一个任务呢就是让我们知罪。
We have the task of confessing and repenting.
那我们的任务呢就是承认自己的罪向神悔改。
Our sins will continue to defeat us unless we are willing to recognize and confess them.
那罪呢会一直的打败我们的除非直到我们认识到它看清它并向神悔改承认的那一天。
That gets our sins out where we can experience healing and change.
那时候呢罪就被去除了我们就得着了医治得着了改变。
Look what John said in chapter 1 of his book in verse 9.
好我们来看在约翰一书里面的一章九节里面使徒约翰是怎么说的。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪神是信实的是公义的必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义。
If we don't confess our sins, our hearts grow cold and hard.
如果我们不认我们的罪呢我们的心就会变得越来越硬越来越冷。
Our joy in the Lord starts to fade.
然后我们在主里的这个喜乐呢就会越来越 消散了，减淡了。
Confession allows God to remove that which hinders us from living in the joy of God's love.
所以承认我们的罪呢是使神能够把那些影响拦阻我们享受神的爱的这些东西给去除。
Confession allows God to cleanse and to restore the joy of fellowship with God.
所以承认我们的罪呢会使是会使神呢能够可以洁净我们然后重新把我们恢复到和他的甜蜜的相交和喜乐当中。
It's where the blood of Christ can cleanse us and set us free.
因为基督的血能够洁净我们使我们得自由。
And what John is saying in 1 John 3 is we have a hope and this hope causes us to purify ourselves.
所以我们再回到三章的三节里面约翰呢是在这里说我们是有一个指望的有一个盼望的这个盼望呢就使我们能够使自己变洁净自己。
And John is saying we have this glorious hope and it's ours.
约翰是说我们有这样的一个荣耀的指望这个指望是属于我们的。
It's been given to us by God's grace.
这是神在他的恩典里赐给我们的。
We are God's children, and we have a wonderful destiny.
我们是神的儿女，我们有很美好的未来。
So let's purify ourselves from anything that doesn't fit with this glorious hope that we have.
所以让我们洁净自己，把一切都跟这个我们这个荣耀的这个指望不相称、不相符的东西都把它洁净掉。
A life of holiness is a response to God's love.
所以一个圣洁的生活是对神的爱的回应。
It's a response to God's grace.
是对神的恩典的回应。
It's a joy-filled, thankful response to a gospel that it has given us peace with God and has made us the sons of God.
是一个充满喜乐的心甘情愿的一个回应去感谢神。出于对神的赐给我们这样的平安给我们儿女的这个身份的这样的一个爱的一个回应。
We now love him because he loved us first.
我们现在爱神是因为他先爱了我们。
We have come to know Christ.
我们现在能够认识基督了。
We have tasted the love of Christ.
我们也尝了基督的爱的滋味了。
We now find our delight in walking with Christ and living in His love.
我们现在发现与基督同行，活在他的爱中是非常高兴的一件事。
There's one thing that gets in the way of doing that.
但是呢，我们享受这个喜乐的时候呢，就路上有一个障碍。
And that something is sin.
这就是叫罪的一个东西。
It steals our joy and it clouds our fellowship with Christ.
它偷走了我们的喜乐，它也使我们和神的这个相交关系蒙上了阴影。
I can't enjoy Christ and keep on enjoying sin.
我们不能既在享受最终之乐，又同时享受与基督的相交。
We renounce sin not so that God will accept us. God does accept us, and we don't want sin to interfere with our enjoyment of that.
所以我们神不接纳我们的罪，我们不能让罪拦阻我们，阻碍我们和神的相交。
As God's children, we are loved with a love that does not depend on how well we are doing.
我们是神的儿女，我们被神所爱，这个爱呢，不取决于我们做的有多好。
And knowing that we are loved like that fills us with joy and gratitude and a desire to live lives that honor God.
那明白这种爱呢，会让我们充满了喜乐，会让我们愿意就是活出一个圣洁的生活。
We know that God loves us, and we know that if we fail, He will still love us.
我们知道神爱我们，即使我们失败了，我们知道神依然爱我们。
To be loved like that is liberating and transforming.
被这样的爱所爱的时候呢，我们就得着了自由，我们就会被改变了。
Knowing that you are loved with that kind of love has a sanctifying effect.
知道你是被这样的爱所爱呢，它会有一个使我们成圣的效果的。
You have less desire to dabble in sin.
所以你就不再喜欢沉溺于罪中了。
You don't want to sabotage your enjoyment of the love of God.
因为你不想失去你在神的爱中的这个喜乐。
To discover that God really loves us in all our unloveliness is liberating and it moves us in the direction of becoming more Christ-like.
当我们知道神爱我们不取决于我们做得多好，我们做的不好，神也依然爱我们的话，的时候呢，我们明白这种爱的时候呢，我们会得到自由，会使我们更愿意去活出一个更圣洁的生活。
Holiness is the name given to the idea of falling in love more deeply with Christ.
所以这个圣洁啊，是一个结果，就是当我们陷到不是陷到，就是更深的进到与神的那个。爱的这个认识当中的时候呢的一个结果。
And as we end up, let's just think briefly of how we come into this glorious privilege of sonship.
好，那我们结束之前呢，我们来讲最后一点，就是我们怎么进到这样一个荣耀的儿子的身份当中去的。
And let's look at what John said in his gospel, chapter 1.
我们看看使徒约翰，他是在他的福音书里，就是约翰福音的一章是怎么说的。
And let's look at verse 12.
好，十二节，一章十二节，约翰福音。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
The Bible tells us that we need to receive Christ and believe on His name.
圣经告诉我们，我们需要接受基督的名，相信他的名。
According to John, receiving Christ means to believe in His name.
那按照约翰的话呢，接受基督呢，就是相信他的名。
And the privilege of sonship is given to all those who place their faith in Christ.
那神儿女的这个名分呢，是赐给一切信靠耶稣基督的人的。
So we are called and invited to believe in Him.
所以我们被神呼召，也被神邀请啊，要相信基督。
Now notice the wideness of this invitation.
我们看看这个邀请啊，它的这个范围有何等的广啊。
But as many as received Him.
他说凡接待他的。
This invitation is extended to the entire human race.
所以这个邀请啊，是扩展到整个人类的。
the doors of the house of God are opened wide.
那神家的大门呢，是大大的敞开的。
No one needs to be left out.
没有人会被排除在外。
And all those who receive Christ receive the astounding privilege of becoming the children of God.
凡是接待基督的，就接进来了这个让人惊奇的成为神的儿女的这样的特权。
The believer in Christ is accepted into the family of God.
那基督里的相信基督的这个信徒呢，他就被神接纳成为神家的一员了。
The believer can say, "I am a child of God."
一个基督徒可以说我是神的孩子。
It is not presumption. It is not fiction.
这不是虚构的，也不是他的一个假设。
It is the legal right that has been given to us.
是赐给我们的一个法律的权利。
It is the maximum privilege that one could have in this universe.
这是一个人在这个宇宙中能得到的最大的最至高的一个特权了。
There are many great privileges in the gospel, but the greatest is to be made sons and daughters of God.
那福音呢，带给我们很多的很好的特权，但是最大的、最高的一个特权呢，就是能够成为神的儿女。
The famous French biologist Louis Pasteur began the era of vaccines with his discoveries in the 19th century.
Pasteur.
反正一个生物学家吧，他发现在18世纪发现一个疫苗的时候。
Along with being a great scientist, Pasteur was also the father of four children.
他不仅是一个科学家，他也是四个孩子的父亲。
Three of his daughters died with illnesses, and his only son entered the army and was sent to war.
他的三个女儿因为都死于一种什么病，然后他的那个唯一的儿子呢，现在也被派上战场了。
Many weeks passed without news of his son, and the father, concerned about him, left his laboratory to go and look for him.
然后呢，几个星期，好多星期过去了，也没有他儿子的消息。然后这个父亲呢，就离开他的实验室，想要去打听他儿子的信息。
France was suffering many casualties in the war, and as Pasteur traveled north, he met many wounded soldiers returning from combat.
那他在一路上走呢，就遇到了很多从战场上这个受伤退下来的撤下来的这个士兵。
The anxiety in his heart increased upon hearing tragic news of the war.
那他不断的听到关于这个战争的不好的悲惨的消息了，使他的心啊揪得越来越紧了。
He walked for many days until he finally found the battalion to which his son belonged.
然后他走了很多天呢，那终于找到了他的那个儿子所属于的那个部队。
His hopes began to fade when he was informed by an officer that of the 1,200 soldiers in the battalion, only 300 were still alive.
然后当这个一个军官告诉他，他们这个建制有1200个士兵，现在活下来的只有300个人的时候，他觉得这个希望就很渺茫了。
The anxious father continued searching for his son in the cold winter in hopes of finding his son alive.
那在这个快绝望了的父亲呢，这很焦急的父亲呢，他就在这个寒冷的冬天呢，他又一直去找希望能够找到他的儿子。
Finally, one day, Pasteur saw a thin, weakened soldier wrapped in his coat, and he recognized him.
那终于有一天啊，这个科学家呢，这个生物学家呢，他就看到了一个很瘦弱的士兵啊，他紧紧裹着自己的衣服啊，他认出这个就是他的儿子。
Suddenly, all his anguish turned into joy and gratitude, and a father and son embraced each other in an unforgettable encounter.
然后他顿时呢，他的所有的这个心里的痛苦、都转化成了极度的喜乐，就是在欢喜和这个感激当中，父子两个人就紧紧的拥抱在一起，庆祝他们的相遇。
That story touches our hearts because it illustrates the ultimate drama of what's going on in this universe.
那这个故事呢很打动我们的心，也因为它像一个例子一样告诉我们在这个宇宙当中发生的这个最伟大的这个故事是怎么样的。
You and I are pursued by the Heavenly Father.
就是你和我，天父就一直在找你和我。
And he will not rest content until he holds you in his strong embrace.
直到他用他的强有力的臂膀啊拥抱你的时候之前呢，他都不会停下来，也不会满意的。
One day at the Jordan River, when Jesus was baptized, his father announced from heaven, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased."
当有一天耶稣在约旦河受洗的时候，那一天的时候，天父从天上说，这是我的圣子，我所喜悦的。
And here we're given a glimpse of the delightful relationship of love that exists between the eternal Father and his beloved son.
那这个场面呢就让我们瞥见一下就是圣父和圣子之间那个紧密的亲密的爱的关系。
But the miracle of the gospel has widened the circle.
但是这个福音的神迹啊就使这个爱的这个圈子扩大了。
The father now turns to each believer in Christ and declares, "You are my beloved son."
那现在呢父转向每一个信靠他的基督徒说你是我的爱子我所喜悦。
He says, "You are my beloved daughter."
他说你是我所喜悦的女儿。
Is there anything more wonderful than to become a child of God?
还有什么比成为神的儿女更美好的事情吗？
Is there anything more wonderful than to be loved by God?
还有什么比被神所爱着更美好的事情吗？
This is our true identity as believers in Christ.
这就是我们信靠基督的信徒的新的身份。
One of the great Bible teachers of the 20th century declared that the greatest concern of the Apostle Paul was that we should know and realize that we are sons of God.
那在二十世纪呢有一个著名的神学家他曾经说过一句话他说使徒保罗他最想要做的一件事或者说他最大的对我们的希望呢就是希望我们能够明白我们是神的儿女。
That was Paul's great concern.
这是保罗最关心的事情。
This is what the Holy Spirit would teach us.
这也是圣灵要教导我们的。
And this is what helps us to grow and flourish in our spiritual life.
这也能够帮助我们在我们的属灵生命里面能够成长，能够叫什么能够丰富的，就是繁荣的。
So we have seen that adoption shows us the greatness of God's love.
所以我们再回顾我们今天学的三点，一个呢就是成为神的儿女，显明了神爱的伟大。
Adoption shows us the glory of our destiny.
那我们成为神儿女的这个身份呢，也显明我们荣耀的将来。
Adoption shows us the new path upon which we are to walk.
那这个得儿女的身份呢，也向我们显明了一条我们要走的一条新的路。
No longer do we need to build our sense of worth on getting status or making a lot of money.
我们不用再把自己的目标啊放在挣钱呐、啊，会和其他的一些这个属世的目标上。
Our identity is anchored in the God who says to us, "You are my son, you are my daughter, my beloved."
我们的身份现在是锚在一个事实，就是神说你是我的爱子，你是我的爱女。
This, by God's grace, is our true identity.
因着神的恩典，这是我们真实的身份。
This is who we are in Christ, and a more wonderful identity could not be imagined.
这是我们在基督里的身份，也是一个人能想象的，超出人所能想象的最好的身份了。
Okay, so maybe we'll end it there, and we could leave a few minutes for questions if anybody would like to ask or comment. You're free to do so.
OK， 我们现在就停在这儿，留几分钟，给大家问问问题。
Yes, I have the first question.
Eric 有要提第一个问题。
What happened to that soldier in the auditorium? Did he get a response from anyone in that auditorium in the story you told at the beginning?
Well, 就是他开始讲的第一个故事啊，就是就忘记自己身份的那些老兵，那就是不是走到台上去问所有的在台下的观众谁认识他吗？他说后来这个老兵怎么样了？
Yes, I believe that many of those men were helped to find their identity and discover again who they were.
那Jürgen说他们中的大部分人最后都找到了自己的身份，都知道自己是谁了。
Thank you. Yes, Johnny.
我想问，就是怎么能证明神的儿女的身份？是已经没有了
Johnny's question is how can we prove that we have the identity of the children of God? Is that only the believers can have can be the children of God, or the seekers can be children of God?
Okay, well, very good. The Bible tells us that we are all creatures of God. We were made and we were created by Him.
这是很好的问题。圣经说我们都是，每一个人都是神所造的。
And the wonderful news of the gospel is that creatures of God can become children of God.
但圣经不是福音告诉我们的一个真理呢，就是神所造的人可以成为神的儿女。
John 1:12 says, "As many as received him, to them is given the right to become the children of God."
约翰福音的一章十二节是说，凡接待他的，就赐给他们权柄。
The opportunity of becoming children of God is open to everyone, but only those who trust Christ actually.Are adopted into God's family.
那这个机会呢是给到每一个人的，但只有那些已经接待了耶稣、接受了耶稣的人呢，他们才成为神家的一员，才成为神的儿女了。
So this is something that the Bible promises to all those who are believers in Christ. We are told that we can know that we are the children of God.
所以这是一个圣经里的应许，是给到每一个基督的信徒的。根据这个应许的每一个基督的信徒，他会知道我已经是神的儿女了。
Is that helpful?
Yeah, I might add that a little bit is that Adam in the originally was called the son of God.
那 Eric 说他补充一点，他说最初的时候亚当圣经里也称他为神的儿子。
He was created in the image and the likeness of God.
因为他是按照神的形象和样式造的。
And man today still retains that image.
那今天的人呢也依然继承了这个形象和样式。
But he's lost the likeness of God.
继承了神的形象，但是继承了这个样式，但是已经不再像神了。
God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
Man is unholy.
因为人是不圣洁的。
And Adam sinned, fell into sin, and followed the devil's lie.
因为亚当在罪中堕落了，他听从了撒旦的谎言。
And as the Lord Jesus told some unbelievers that they were children of the devil.
那主耶稣呢也曾经跟一些不信他的人说呢，他们是撒旦的儿女。
And then, so that through the natural birth, all the sons of Adam were born under the God of this age. They became children of wrath.
那所以从我们这个天然生命来说呢，每一个在肉身所生下来的人呢，他们都是被放在这个生下来就是这个今世之王，就是魔鬼的权势之下的，都是这个邪恶的，都是魔鬼仇敌的儿女。
Even Nicodemus, a very religious man, a Jew, a very religious man, Jesus said, "You must be born again."
那即使像尼哥底母这样一个犹太人，是非常敬虔的犹太人，耶稣依然对他说，你需要重生。
It's through the second birth that you become a child of God.
你要借着第二次的出生才能成为神的儿女。
And the second birth is what Jurgen described in John chapter 1 verse 12. As many as received him, that is, they received the gift of God, and they were born again by the Spirit of God, and they became children of God.
那这第二次的出生呢，就是指这个刚才这跟弟兄提到的约翰福音的一章十二节里，就是凡接待他的，你接待基督的人呢，他才能得着这个神所赐的礼物，他才是在灵里重生的人，他才能成为神的儿女。
Now Nicodemus, as good a man as he was a seeker, but Jesus said, "You must be born again."
那尼哥底母呢，他在找耶稣的时候呢，我们可以称他为是一个慕道友，就是一个寻求的人，但是主告诉他，你也必须重生。
Until someone actually receives Jesus into their life by the Spirit of God, they're still outside, they're not children of God, they're still under the domain of Satan himself.
那直到一个人呢，他真的接受了耶稣基督，他在圣灵里重生了之前呢，他依然是在这个就是这个新的这个生命之外的，他依然还是在这个今世之王，也就是撒旦的权势之下的。
Thank you, Johnny. That answer your question, I think, as well.
回答了你的问题吗？
Yes.We have time for another question for Jurgen, if there is another question tonight.
我们还有时间可以再问一个问题。
Also, those on Zoom, you can certainly feel free to ask a question.
在 Zoom 上的弟兄姐妹也可以问问题。哦，刚才第一个问题呢，中文可能大家离得远没听见。那 Johnny 的问题是说什么？用什么来证明一个人是神的儿女呢？是重生的基督徒呢，还是慕道友也可以？然后刚才就是两个长老的回答，就是解答这个问题。
啊，我问一个问题啊，
嗯，
那个就是约翰一书三章六节，
嗯，
里面。
First John chapter 3 verse 6.
真信徒的话是不会持续的犯罪，对吧？
According to her understanding, a true believer cannot sin continually. Is it right?
1st in John's first letter.He talks about a number of characteristics of those who are the children of God. And he mentions that they are those who do righteousness, they are those who love their brother, and he mentions here that the one who knows him does not continue in sin. Now, does that mean God's children never sin?We never fall into sin. Well, he does say in chapter 2, verse 1, my children, these things I write so that you may not sin. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Maybe you'd like to read that verse in Chinese.
Yeah. Maybe you might want to repeat some of that.
刚才 Jurgen 的回答呢，就是在约翰一书里面啊，使徒 约翰呢提到了很多关于神的儿女的特征，比如包括神的儿女是行义的，神的儿女是爱弟兄的，也包括就是这个三章六节里面这里说的，就是凡住在他里面的，也就是说信徒是不会持续的在罪中的。但是这是不是意味着信徒就不犯罪了呢？他做的一切都很完美呢？他说我们可以看一下二章约翰一书的二章一节，我小子们呐，我将这些话写给你们是要叫你们不犯罪，若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者，耶稣基督。
So this verse tells us that we shouldn't sin. However, it does say that if we do, there is a provision in Christ to restore us. And so we understand that a child of God is not one who is sinless.But is one who is now is turning away from sin.
这句经文告诉我们呢，就是我们不是不应该犯罪，但是如果我们犯罪了的话呢，会有一位中保替我们在父面前去求，那就是耶稣基督。所以这个约翰一书告诉我们呢，我们基督徒他不是无罪的，但是呢，我们是不愿意犯罪的。
The child of God has a new nature.And he wants to honor God and turn from sin. There are moments when we will stumble. However, the direction of our life is no longer the one we had before. We are now seeking to grow in grace, to grow in holiness. However, the goal will not be reached until we get to heaven. However, the direction of our life is no longer in a sin direction. We are now seeking to honor him.Although we do that imperfectly.
那基督徒呢，他就有了一个新的本性。那他里面呢，他是想要去荣耀父的，他想要做过圣洁的生活。但是呢，我们是在这个过程中呢，在靠着神的恩典呢，我们是在长进的，是越来越变得圣洁。但是不意味着呢，我们就一点不犯罪。但是我们不是我们现在的有了一个新的。身份新的本性以后呢，我们的人生不是被罪引导的，而是被圣灵引导的。我们是愿意变得圣洁的，是愿意做父喜悦的事的。但是这个过程呢，是渐进的，而且做到完美是要等到最后去天上的时候才能达到的。
A person who is not a child of God.Finds it easy and enjoyable to sin. A believer, when he sins, is very uncomfortable, and he knows that's not for him, and we want to turn away from that. We no longer feel comfortable, and we've been given a new heart that desires to do what God wants.
那一个不信主的人呢，他是很容易在罪中找到乐趣的，就他很愿意待在罪里面。但是一个信主的人呢，这个犯罪呢会让他不舒服，就是他里面有一个内在的动力是要让他转离神，转离罪，就是他犯罪的时候，他里面就不像以前那么在罪中那么高兴那么喜乐了，就是他里面是想要去做神所喜悦的事情的。
Perhaps Eric would like to add something to that.
I don't think so. Yin, how does that answer your question?
就是王英这个能回答你的问题了吗？你要打开话筒。
基本上是回答了。但是就是马塔纳的解经书里面他说基督徒一犯罪就失去救恩，这不是这样的。但是他说当一个人惯性的犯罪时，就可以断定他其实并未重生。
Okay. Now, according to the commentary of, Bill MacDonald, and he said, one believer, they can't lose their salvation, because they commit a sin. But if he continues in sin, that may demonstrate that he's never born again. Yeah, is it right?
Mm.
Yes, I think that would be true. Maybe you would like to explain that to the person with the question.
Yeah. No, the person with the question read that, and she read that to us.
Oh, I see.
But you agree, and I would agree. I would agree with him as well.
Mm-hmm.
就是Jurgen 和 Eric 他都同意马唐纳的解经这里说的。嗯。
A person that can continue in sin without being troubled in his spirit. I don't think then that they have the Spirit of God dwelling in them.
嗯，那 Eric 就说，如果一个人呢，他持续的在罪中的话，就说明他里头的灵啊，一点不因为犯罪而觉得不舒服，就是他不因为这个而烦恼。那完全有可能，他里面根本就没有神的灵在里面。
But as Jurgen said, if a person is troubled about their sin, that's an indication that the Spirit of God is within them and striving against that sin to holiness.
那刚才这个弟兄说呢，如果一个真信徒呢，他里面有神的灵，当他犯罪的时候，他里面就会很挣扎，就会不舒服。这恰恰证明呢，他里面有圣灵的存在，而且这个圣灵呢是要跟这个罪相争的，要把他引导到去过圣洁生活的这个方向的。
Thank you, Yin. For your questions, and thank you once again, Jurgen. We appreciate it very much. We look forward to next week. Do you give us a little preview? Can you give us a little a title, perhaps, of your next week's message?
我们谢谢 Johnny 和王英的问题啊。我们也期待就是 Jurgen 下一场的讲道。我们想要问问 Jurgen 是不是可以先预告一下他下星期讲的主题。
Well, I would like to continue with this series on the riches of the gospel, but I haven't yet decided what the next topic will be, so you'll have to come back next week.
说他还会继续这个福音的丰盛这个主题，但是他具体讲哪个点呢？他现在还没有决定，所以希望大家下场能来，下星期能来继续听。
It's a very big basket to draw from.
这个主题是一个很大的篮子，我们从里面能够拿出很多的东西来。
Yes.
Well, we perhaps we'll close with a word of prayer.
好，我们最后做一个祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话感谢你。
Those things that our brother has been talking about, they're not his words, they're your promises.
那我们弟兄今天所讲的呢，都不是他自己的话，是你的应许。
And I thank you, Lord, for his opening up those wonderful blessings that we have as adopted sons and daughters of the living God.
主，我们感谢您今天他给我们解开这个真理，就是我们在我们得着了神儿女的这个名分，这是何等大的祝福。
What kind of love do you have for us? We can only imagine.
你给我们的爱到底是何等的大呀，我们只能是想象一下。
Though we're weak and sinful and so unthankful at times, Lord, we want to bless you for that wonderful love found in our Lord Jesus.
主啊，虽然我们是软弱的，我们也是有罪的，我们也常常是不感恩的，但是我们还是要感谢您在基督里面赐给我们的这样的爱。
May we be encouraged to live a life pleasing to you, Father.
主啊，盼望我们能够活出一个能让你喜悦的人生。
Help each one of us, Lord, to confess what we need to confess.
主啊，也帮助我们每个人呢，能向你认罪，我们需要向你认罪。
And to believe what you've promised us.
也相信你应许给我们的。
That you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
那就是你会洁净我们一切的不义。
So help us, Lord, in this process of growing sanctification.
主要在我们这个成圣的这个过程中，这个路程中，求你帮助我们。
Not for our sake, but for your glory.
不是为了我们，而是为了你荣耀的益处。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祈求是奉我们主耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you so much, Jurgen, and thank you, everyone. I look forward to seeing you all next week.
好。